Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Tammy Stahl, the Vice President of Marketing, and Jason Hare, the Vice President of National Accounts with the Dixie Group. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Kemp.
Doing good.
Well, that's good to talk to you. Tammy, let's start with you. You're the Vice President of Marketing, and your background, you've been in the flooring business for a long time. You were with Alliance Flooring, you know, the buying group based in Chattanooga, for 10-plus years. And you've also spent a little bit of time with Bow Floor, right?
That's correct. I started my flooring career with Alliance Flooring with John and Kevin Logue. They brought me on as for marketing and merchandising, and I worked with them for 11 years before moving over to the manufacturer side of things. I was at Bow Floor with sheet vinyl, hard surfaces, and then made my way here to the Dixie Group. This is where I plan to stay.
All right, good. So I know this coming up year, you're going to embellish, go a little deeper into the Step Into Color program. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are. In 23, we introduced Step Into Color to really highlight what differentiates the Dixie Group in the marketplace. Color is our core strengths, and especially with our white dyeable nylon capabilities and the flexibility for design. And so we're just going to keep moving forward with that. For 2026, we're really going to focus on key color trends that we're seeing from the industry experts, design experts. You know, we have our own team here of color and development team, and we're going to offer some differentiating marketing campaign features along that lines. We're also offering a CEU accredited color trend seminars, which, you know, have been a powerful tool for helping retailers and RSAs feel more comfortable selling color, because we want them to sell color.
You can get closer to matching an exact color when you dye carpet versus doing solution dye, right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually, across our three brands of Fabrica, Maslin, and DH Floors, we have over 175 nylon products that we can custom dye to any color to match what they're looking for, predominantly through our Beck dye process that we use for Fabrica and a lot of the Maslin products as well. And then we also offer, because of the same capabilities, 10 custom colored wool products that we can custom dye. It's very popular with the design world.
And you're also coming out with a rewards program for RSAs, right?
Right, yeah. Actually, we've had our program for quite a while, and it's been very popular. Cash is King. Our program actually pays RSAs through a bank debit card. Last year in 2025, we took the program a little step further, and we introduced a TDG Plus tier, which is specifically designed for our most loyal and highest performing RSAs. And once they reach a threshold, they earn an extra percentage on every sale. I mean, it's a simple structure, but it's incredibly effective, and especially when it recognizes and rewards the people that are loyal to our brands. So we introduced that last year, and this year we're going to continue to work through that, maybe add a second tier at some point. But we also let our sales team, they know where their customers are in the process. They know when they're getting close, so they can have that conversation and as well as thank them for their loyalty along the way. So we're going to continue to use that as well as targeting promotions around selling better goods.
Okay. Jason, let's move to you. You've just recently moved over to the Dixie Group, and you're Vice President of National Accounts. You spent 9 years with the Phoenix brand over at Mannington Mills. And prior to that, you spent a couple of years at Beaulieu Commercial, and then 6 years at Gerflor, right?
Yeah. Been fortunate to work for some really good companies. Had a lot of experience in commercial, hard surface, and residential.
So the fact that Mannington is getting out of the residential carpet business is a windfall for the Dixie Group, because you come over and there's also an opportunity for you to perhaps capture some of that business, right?
Yeah, I think a lot that I'm focused on is taking some existing relationships that I have at Phoenix, and try to move those over to the Dixie Group. It's a really good alignment in the products that Phoenix was selling and what Dixie has to offer. So I think it's a great opportunity.
I don't know if you know, just to reiterate, we did a survey of retailers in the middle of the year, and we asked them who their favorite brands were in several different categories. And Dixie came in number 2 in design for carpet.
Yeah, that's probably a key piece that we were missing a little bit at Phoenix. We were known for service and performance, but not necessarily designs. Picking up that extra category is going to help a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Dixie Plays on the upper end, you know, it's more than 80% carpet, the total revenue of the company. And majority of the carpet you sell is nylon, I think, right?
Yeah, it's a huge part of the business. It was certainly a part of my history. I love nylon products. I'm excited about continuing that nylon story. I believe it's a superior product, and the customers, they know the difference.
So your focus coming onto the Dixie Group is going to be with national accounts.
Yeah, so you know, a lot of it's going to be the buying groups. I started with Phoenix handling the buying groups for Phoenix, so I'm going to continue working with those customers that I've enjoyed for the last 9 years. I'll continue that relationship. And then, as we spoke about before, you know, some of what my focus is to take some existing customers that I have from the Phoenix side of the business and move those over to the Dixie Group. So those are really my key areas of focus.
And you've got kind of a silver bullet, too, when it comes to getting retailers fired up with Pommy Bueller, right?
Yeah, he's a secret weapon. We hide him the best we can. We only bring him out in emergencies when we need him to close the deal.
Okay, guys, it was good to talk to you, and thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Tammy Stahl, the Vice President of Marketing, and Jason Hare, the Vice President of National Accounts with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.